Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe. Welcome back to another episode of WordPress Plugins from A to Z with your host, John Overall. And I'm here this evening to discuss a couple more new plugins for you. We are now on episode 8 and moving along quite nicely. It's actually quite exciting that we're on episode 8. And I'm enjoying it quite nicely. I want to, you know, wish everyone some happy holidays. We've only got like 15 days left to shopping for Christmas time, so get out there and get shopping. If you're a guy, well, you've got 14 days and 12 hours left to do your shopping, in which you won't do it, and then you'll get out there and do it all in the last 12 hours, like most men. Anyway, we've got a couple of plugins. Like I said, we're on episode 8, so we're going to be covering the letter I tonight. And because of the letter I, I have found a couple of plugins that are very simple and short. So we're going to cover two plugins here tonight. The first plugin I'm going to be covering here tonight is the internal link plugin. It's actually the CF internal link short code plugin. And this plugin here is actually pretty nice. One of the great things about it, last week I was looking for something to help make it easier for me when making new posts. And I wanted to make it simple enough to link to other old articles in my blog without having to sort through it and figure out what might match. Blah, blah, blah. You know, the usual. So what I found was the short code, the internal link short code. Makes it really easy to find what you're looking for. Per usual, when you go to install a new plugin, go step into your administration area of your WordPress install. And of course, you know you have to have a WordPress.org or a self-hosted version of WordPress to do anything that I mention here. Somebody asked me about something recently, and it turned out they were on WordPress.com. And it's like, oh, well, it turns out I can't help you if you're on WordPress.com. So if you're on WordPress.org, this is the place to be. At any rate, so you go in, install the plugin. What you're going to be looking for is you're going to be looking for CF internal link short code. That's the plugin you want. You'll bring it up, you'll activate it. There are no options for this plugin. It doesn't give you any settings or anything to change or adjust in it. Where this plugin works, once it's installed, simply go into your website, click on Add New Post. Now when you get to the Add New Post menu, you'll notice a new box partway down on the right-hand side, usually underneath the post tag, sometimes in a different spot, but somewhere near the bottom. And it's called Internal Link Short Code Lookup. Now, how this works is, say you're making a podcast about, oh, who knows, it could be anything, camping equipment. So you're gonna do something about camping equipment. And then what you're going to do is, once you've placed that information there, you're going to take a couple of keywords from your post and you're going to toss them into the internal link short code search. And with a little luck, it will bring you up a match of some sort for a post that's in there. And once you've found yourself a match, and then once you've got that in there, I don't know if that actually came through, but I was reloading my front page, so we'll find out if that came through. If it didn't, just ignore that I just said. So what we're going to do, just start typing a few letters. It'll bring it up. What brings you up is a list, and what that does is it brings you up a list of codes. You take that short code there, and then what you do is you highlight your letters in your post and you dump that short code into the link for it. Or you can dump that short code directly into your post, say other posts, and dump the short code in there. And then what you do is, as usual, just go ahead and publish it up there. Now, if you get a lot of posts on your website, such as I'm getting on my my website, it brings you up a complete list of all of these multiple plugins. And then what you do is go review your post. And come on, page, load. So it loads the page for you. And once that's done, you can go look at it and you'll see that what it did was it dumped that link right in there and gave the title of it into your website for you. Makes it very neat, very useful. Allows you to go hunting for it. And we got to quit reloading that page. Okay, so that's that plugin there, the internal link shortcode plugin. Now the other one we've got for you here today, and what I've got for you here on this other one, is called iRobots.txt. Now I don't know about you, but you know I always make sure I put a robot text file into my website. Very important, because Google likes it. The other search engines like it. The bad search engines tend to ignore your robot's text file anyway, so they're pretty pointless. But you can keep a lot of other junk out of your website. You can direct Google around your website in a more predictable fashion. And you can also use it to direct like Yahoo and Bing, who tend to behave and listen to your robot text file. You can help keep them out of your image file so you don't get your images indexed. You can help keep them out of directories you just don't want them into. And by doing that, what that does for you is improves your search engine optimization for your website. This is very useful, very helpful. So again, as usual, just go search for the plugin, do an add new, and you're going to search for iRobots. That's iRobots. And ROBOTS, yeah, that's right. Getting some spelling area here. And you install that into your site. And once that's installed and activated, this one does give you a new item in your list. And that new item in your list is under the settings menu, and it's quite simple, iRobots.txt SEO. And what it does is it sets up a sample file for you, but it's also got some really good, quick, easy, clickable boxes for you to set it up and get it running and tweak just the way you want it. You know, one of the things you can also do with it is you can manually edit it. So what it's going to give you at first is it's going to give you the general options list, which is use strict robot standard, automatically add website sitemapped to the robot's text file, that's providing it can find one, inhibit the indexing of WordPress systems folder, allow Google AdSense to access the entire site, inhibit the indexing of the Internet Archives. This one's kind of useful if you don't want your site indexed by the Internet Archive, the Wayback Machine as it's called. Inhibit the image indexing, and disable Dougmere. So you can get rid of several things there. Advanced Options allows you to add some special directives for Google, media partners, things of that nature. And then if you have some specific items you want, you can manually edit the robot's text file by bringing up the view robot's text file and then setting it so you can manually edit it. A very useful thing to do. So that pretty much covers everything we've got for the plugins for you here this evening. So I hope you've enjoyed it. And if you could. If you're enjoying this podcast, I know that some people out there are enjoying it. Between last week and this week, we've had 120 downloads of the podcast, which is pretty good. So we're moving forward. Means people are listening, coming back and listening again. I'm quite ecstatic at that. But if you could take a few minutes, leave a comment on the website, let me know how you're doing or what you think of it. If you get it from iTunes, stop into iTunes and leave a comment. Give me a rating. If you get the podcast from Blueberry, leave a rating on Blueberry too. So those three areas. Or if you'd like, you can send an email direct to me at dragon@johnoverall.com. That's dragon@johnoverall.com. And get a hold of me. So you all have yourselves a good week. And until the next podcast, this has been the WordPress plugins from A to Z with John Overall.